We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. The city's been preparing for this heavy rain today. Christina Farrell is first deputy commissioner of NYC Emergency Management.
Always looking on family members, neighbors, people that may need a little extra help. And if people do experience flooding or other hazards, you know, for life safety issues, call 911. But if they're more nuisance flooding, or you want to report a clogged catch basin or something, you should report that to 311.
If you are flying today, not surprisingly, there are numerous delays and cancellations. Mayor Adams' scheduled trip today to the southern border is off.
Another migrant-related trip for Mayor Adams is abruptly canceled. The mayor was going to go down to the border this weekend after he was invited by Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande. But now he's not, due to safety concerns at one of the cities he was scheduled to visit in Mexico. But the specific city was not named in a statement from a City Hall spokesperson, only that it was flagged by the U.S. Department of State. It was back in November when Mayor Adams canceled his trip to D.C. to talk about the migrant issue with White House officials. Instead, he stayed back after learning that the FBI was raiding his campaign staffer's home. A City Hall spokesperson described this weekend's trip cancellation as more of a pause instead of a cancellation. Darius Radzi is 1010 Wins and 92.3 FM.
Police are looking for suspects in an armed robbery of a smoke shop in the Bronx.
Employees at this convenience store that just opened in the neighborhood are shaken.
A little nervous and a little worried.
That was the owner, Joey, who says six men, all armed with handguns, according to police, went inside just after midnight here at the corner of Pierce Avenue and Williamsbridge Road. Joey says during the robbery, his son, brother, and cousin entered.
The people come after them in 1 minute with guns.
Cops say the men took more than $10,000 in cash and merchandise.
They go right away to get the camera, the hard drive, and they turn the lights off, and they hit them with the guns and the faces.
Darius Radzi is 1010 Wins at 92.3 FM in the Morris Park section of the Bronx.
An arrest in last weekend's stabbing at a Brooklyn bodega that left a young woman dead and her twin wounded.
20-year-old V.O. Kelly was charged yesterday with murder, assault, and weapons possession in the attack on 19-year-old Samaya Spain and her sister. Authorities say Kelly spotted the twins coming out of a party hall down the street and followed them into the bodega, where he made aggressive advances and the women brushed him off. They tried to leave, and that, police say, is when Kelly attacked the women. Samaya was stabbed in the neck and died. Her sister survived a wound to the abdomen. No word so far on when the suspect will be in court. I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
George Santos is leaving the Republican Party, and he says he'll run as an independent in his New York House race this fall. Santos is facing multiple federal fraud charges and was expelled from the House in December. He issued a statement in which he said in part that he can, quote, no longer be part of the Republican Party. He argued that the Republican Party, quote, continues to lie and swindle its voters, and he can no longer affiliate, once again quoting here, with a party that stands for nothing and falls for everything. The teenager is dead after a shooting at an outside party in Suffolk County. Police say they got a 911 call around 9 o'clock last night in Bayshore. They arrived on the scene, found Sean Mills and a 17-year-old female, both shot, both taken to a local hospital. Mills was pronounced dead. 17-year-old is being treated for what is being called non-life-threatening injuries. Police asking anyone who may have details to call the Suffolk County Police Homicide Squad or Crime Stoppers, 1-800-220-TIPS. A third case of measles has been confirmed in New York State, this time in Nassau County. Last case of the highly contagious disease in the county was back in 2019. If you have gotten two doses of the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, you are generally protected against the disease for life. U.S. has already had more confirmed measles cases in 2024 than all of 2023. Person in custody of the Department of Correction died last night at Bellevue. Authorities say 51-year-old Roy Savage was receiving continued medical care for a long-term illness. Darren Mack is the co-director of an organization called Freedom Agenda.
Roy Savage is the 31st person to die in DOC custody since Mayor Adams took office. And unfortunately, people will continue to suffer and more lives will be lost because closing Rikers Island is not a priority for this mayor.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.